This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another edition of What's on Your Mind. You know what it is? It's the Friday edition of the program. And on Fridays, we tend to have a little fun. Sometimes we ask for your normal or nuts contributions. Like, here's an example. Donald Trump working with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi to make sure his agenda is implemented. Is that normal or is that nuts? I think it's nuts, actually. But I think it's necessary right now to try and awaken the Republican leadership myself. And I wish I would have remembered to ask this of Senator Hoeven yesterday on the program, who joined us, but we'll make a note to do it the next time he joins us, which we might try and squeeze in next week. With so much going on. And that is, why does Mitch McConnell not do what Harry Reid did to him when he was the majority leader? What'd he do? Anybody remember? He changed the rules. He went to what every other normal person on the planet Earth things you do when you count, and that is go to a simple majority. Only in the swamp would they come up with this supermajority and two-thirds, and oh my gosh. Right? So if we get the 50 votes necessary, pass legislation, you don't have to do all these deals with the Democrats. But I think doing the deals, even though we were on there yesterday thinking, wait a minute, is the wall being, what's going on? We cashing in the towel on DACA, on the wall, and we found out later, no, we're not. So that was more fake news. That was more fake news. So, you know, that would be an example of normal or not. Like, you know, Todd wearing a cape. Is that normal or is that nuts?
Normal.
Stuff like that. Yeah, not only normal, he's done it. Todd wearing stilettos. Is that normal or is that nuts? That's pretty normal. At least once a year, you know, so give us your examples. And I honestly, what I'd love to do today, and I know some folks who disagree with me, maybe on any particular subject, they might relish this idea to take advantage of it. I want to listen to you. I really do. On whatever matters to you, it's what's on your mind. We've had a busy week, lots of guests, out at Big Iron, a lot going on, back in the studio today. So I can just sit back and say, what's on your mind? Just tell me what's on your mind. I want to know. It's all I want to know. And we'll listen. We'll have a little listening session here. For one, when you actually do listen, and listen well, you really can learn a lot. You can understand where the other person is coming from at a minimum. Sometimes learn some things. And generally just kind of raise the discussion a little bit. All right, let me hear you out. Think of how many people, pick three people in your life over the years that you've had a significant dispute with. Did you ever listen to them? I mean, if I go back, not very often, because I knew they were wrong, and maybe it got to a point where I didn't like them very much, and so, you know, I didn't want to listen, but if I had, maybe some things were resolved. So let's pick a few things. And if you disagree with me, say you think Heidi Heitkamp ought to be back in the U.S. Senate. That's one area that's topical with her announcement this week that she's running. You think she belongs back there. You think she's done a good job. You tell me, why you think that way, and I'll listen to it. Your chance of success in convincing me to vote for her as a result might be difficult, but I might go, I didn't think of that. That was a pretty good, that was, you know, maybe help somebody out. We didn't know about it. There wasn't a press release on it. Tell me about it. How about that? That's something for a little Friday fun. That's what I'm talking about. So here's how you do that. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. You can text me, 701-367-2054. But today, talk, call. Let's have a conversation. 800-228-0550. Dean in Bismarck wants to tell us about something in Mandan. What's going on, Dean?
Hey there. I just heard on the station that tonight in Mandan on Collins Avenue, I think it's the Eagles, they're having this American Veterans thing is going on, and they have all from all the wars, different people gone, and they're having a speaker on there that was he was a prisoner for, like, I don't know, 18 months or 18 days, whatever it was. And his plane was shot down, and he's going to be talking about that. But I guess they have a whole big thing going on, and then they have a supper, and it's $15, but you don't have to go to the supper, and you can go to the other thing, all that's going on, and it's free to the public. And they have the flags and all kinds of activities going on and stuff going on about it.
Today is POW-MIA Recognition Day.
Oh, okay. So that's probably
that may be why they decided to do that today, but... do you think there's something in the water over there in Mandan, Dean?
I don't know. I'm living in Bismarck. I usually don't drink the water.
You don't? Well, I think there is. I think there's something in the water in Mandan. I think it's something I'd like to drink more of, because there seems to be a real just strong sense of patriotism. When I hear about events in Mandan and I hear about different things, I talk to people from Mandan, I like what I hear, so I think there's something in the water. That's my take. I'm glad they're doing that tonight.
It's free to the public except for the supper. If you want supper, it's $15, but I guess it's a pretty big deal thing to get going on.
Well, you enjoy it. Let us know how it goes, okay?
Well, I can't go. We're heading out of town. So
you just want everybody else to know about it. Yeah, tell us about it. But go. It's a good idea. I'm glad they're doing it. Thank you, Dean.
You bet.
Never be afraid to share a... wonderful events like that with our audience when you know they're happening and you want to see more people there. Love to spread the word. Larry in one of my favorite cities in North Dakota, Tioga, North Dakota. What's on your mind? Larry?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, sir.
In my mind, I just want to talk to Scott and we'll talk radio, God.
You got us. We're listening. You talk, we'll listen.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's on your docket today? What are you doing?
I'm just sitting out here, just enjoying life. I live here in Selma, true North Dakotan.
What does that mean, true North Dakotan?
I was born and raised out here where I live right now.
All right. It's the place you've called home your entire life, huh?
Yep. I'll be 61 years old here September 25th, and I love it out here.
What do you love most about your life, Larry?
It's just beautiful, you know. I got my grandpa and my oldest granddaughter. She's gonna be 14 years old, and I just love it. You know, I love here in North Dakota.
And it's fantastic. What do you want us to talk about more on the program here?
Well, I want, what's wrong with this country? You know, us parents are not teaching our children right.
You'd put that on parents not doing enough.
Because we don't correct our children.
Give me an example, Larry.
Well, when they do wrong, we don't discipline them. When they do wrong, like my parents, they discipline me. And when you don't discipline a child, it's like it says in the Bible, you spare the rod, you spoil the child.
Yeah, that's
and
a lot of truth to that. That, you know, it's how children are disciplined today is vastly different than it was when we grew up and when our
our parents grew up and when our grandparents grew up. You're right about that.
You know, you just gotta, you know, it's painful just when you're children, but you got to.
Well, you're doing it for them, right?
Pardon?
You're doing it for them. I mean, it's.
Well, I know, yeah, you bet you're doing it for your children because you want to correct them. You know, as a parent, you want to make sure they're doing right.
Yeah. What you're describing would fix a lot. Thank you, Larry. Nice to hear from you, and please call again, okay?
Okay, I'll be down there in Fargo here in October. My oldest granddaughter is going to be 14 years old, so I'm getting old. Hey, you know, you want to hear a good Norwegian joke?
Quickly, sure.
How do you tell a level-headed Norwegian man?
How do you tell if it's a love letter from a Norwegian man? Tell me.
How do you tell a level-headed Norwegian man?
Oh, how you tell a level-headed Norwegian man? I don't know.
When the sooth runs evilly out of both corners of his mouth.
When what?
When the sooth runs evilly out of both corners of his mouth.
Okay, all right, Larry.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
What's the safest method to transport oil? Pipelines. Matt Ramsey, president of Energy Transfer Partners of the Dakota Access Pipeline, counters the main claim by protesters that pipelines do not protect the water.
The statistics will tell you unequivocally that transporting hydrocarbons by pipeline is far safer than any other method that's out there. In the case of the Bakken crude that's being transported by rail anyway across this very body of water, statistically, that's a lot riskier proposition than is transporting it by pipeline. And so there's no arguing with the facts or the statistics on that matter, but yet that's not what we got here. We got people that were spreading misinformation about this and doing it very well, by the way. They were very effective in terms of charging up their base of people, but they did it with facts that just were not correct.
Matt Ramsey of Energy Transfer Partners on the Dakota Access Pipeline Radio History. Thanks for listening.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
For Heidi is not to run because she has no chance to win North Dakota. She should not run. Take all her campaign money and donate it to the flood disaster to help them people out. It'd be way better off for everybody. And they'd have over $3 million to help them poor people out. Have a good weekend. It's raining.
Yeah, it is raining in a few spots around, and more coming, it looks like. Thanks for the call. That one from Minot. So let's talk a little bit about Heidi for a minute here, and then I'll get back to your calls. Do you remember when Byron Dorgan, a sitting senator at the time, announced that he would not seek re-election, right, which kind of shocked a lot of people. And, you know, he said it was to spend more time with family and everything. There were polls at the time that had him losing to John Hoeven, then the governor, by 20-plus points, which is why Senator Dorgan decided not to run. Okay, that's just sort of politics 101. Dorgan did not run because he was going to lose, right? Just like Earl Pomeroy had lost to Rick Berg. So that was baked into the cake, okay? There are polls now that show Heidi Heitkamp losing by 20 points. There are multiple polls that show her numbers in the mid-30s of what they call a re-elect number. In the mid-30s. So Senator Heitkamp is in significant political trouble. There's no doubt about it. Now, on the other hand, she's raised a bunch of money already. So to go to the caller's point, you can't exactly go, hey, I'm not going to run. I'll give it to charity because most people give you that money intending you're going to run. Now, most of it is swamp money. 90, I forget the number, but over 90% is swamp money. It's out of state, big PACs and different groups, and it is in North Dakota. The last number I saw was 6% of North Dakotans. And if you go look at where she's raised the money, it's everybody, everywhere but here. You know, it's Martha's Vineyard, it's New York City, it's Washington, D.C., it's San Francisco, it's every. And folks, she spent a lot of time doing that. You don't raise that amount of money. And here's how it works, especially the Democrats. If you're raising money, you got to go get it. They don't just send the check. So you got to go talk to the group, see the people, play the game, tell them what you're going to give. You know, all of those things, let them vent. And so that's what Senator Heitkamp's been spending her time doing. Now, she does some events where she arranges to be there. She asked, for instance, to be on the panel of the Greater North Dakota Chamber. That's kind of unusual. I guarantee you John Hoeven doesn't call the chamber folks and say, put me on that. But Andy Peterson himself told me, the head of the chamber, that he was asked by Senator Heitkamp to be put on the panel. A little odd, you know. That's a little odd. I know of other organizations I won't name where she was planning on coming to speak and then asked the organization, will you be doing a fundraiser for us? She doesn't do this, of course. Her staff does. Tessa Gould, her chief of staff and others. Will you do a fundraiser for us? We don't really do that. We haven't done that before. Next day, we can't make it. Schedule's full. So, you know, you insert yourself into events. You get a headline or two, and then you go out and raise the money. That's what's going on. This is not a fun time for Senator Heidi Heitkamp. It's not a fun time. And that caller who just called and said she should drop out, I wouldn't be surprised if these numbers stay where they are. Now, Democrats are feeling that in other states, especially Trump states. That's why Chuck Schumer is literally giddy. Did you hear that little clip? Can you find that clip? God, no hurry. But if you can find the clip of him giggling and like, I think Trump likes me. That latest, you know, open mic moment where he's like kind of all, I think he likes me. I mean, they're looking for a pat on the head, an adoration, and they're desperate to do anything. Now, unfortunately, to get deals done, the president has to right now. And that's why Senator Heitkamp's out here on tax reform and these other things as well. But here's what you need to know. Senator Heidi Heitkamp has never, and I repeat, never given the Republicans a vote that made a difference between it passes or it doesn't passes. Never. Okay? That doesn't happen. I should add a caveat that I can't remember the vote count on the gun deal, which was during the Obama era. But that's the only one I would park there as being somewhat different. Again, she would need to do that. So she's you know, bipartisan means you genuinely sit across the table and can see the other side's point and try and figure it out. And try and figure it out. Somebody's talking over me. What is that? Hold off on that, Todd, while I finish my thought, if you would. So do you follow what I'm saying? That's bipartisanship. When you sit across the table and say, I see some of their points. That's not Senator Heidi Heitkamp. That's what Ed Schaefer is trying to tell us. Okay? That's what others have said. She is a liberal through and through. Her record as Attorney General and every ounce of her public service time have shown that. She will vote the other way. Never, I believe, and very rarely, to be nice, when it doesn't, very rarely or never when it makes a difference. When she's the difference, it tips it the other way. Like, for instance, on the flaring rule. She only does it when it's not going to matter anyway because it was going to pass, and then she could say she was bipartisan. That's not bipartisan. Here's the bottom line on all this, and I'll get back to the phones. You folks, North Dakotans, are smart enough to figure all that out. I don't need to tell you that. I don't need to lay this out. You're sniffing it a mile away, which is why she's in mega, mega political trouble right now. That's the bottom line. Gene in Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, good morning.
A while ago you were asking, who would like to hear on your program.
Yeah.
And I told you Bill Bullard from RCAF. And he could explain country of origin labeling a lot better than I could and why we need it. Congressman Kramer and John Hoeven both voted to kill cool. And to me, that's not cool.
Well, I think there are more livestock producers in North Dakota that agree with them than do you, but that doesn't make you wrong. I'm just saying they didn't do it ignoring the livestock community. They listen to folks who think it's a bad idea. And the livestock community, as I think you acknowledge, is split on that. As far as your request on Bill Bullard, we did invite him when they were meeting in Rapid City with Tommy Lahren down there and tried to also get Tommy Lahren on and didn't get it done. But we haven't given up. It's in our request hopper, okay?
Well, great, great.
So we're on it.
Yeah, but on cool, killing cool, how does that fit with Donald Trump?
Make America great again, or America first, you mean?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think what makes America great is the free market. And I think the free market should do that. The mandate is where we go south, Gene. It's like the mandate's on anything.
That's why we need to look at the American Cattle and Beef Association in our checkoff dollars.
Yeah. Well,
thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Gene. I promise this. We're not done talking about it. Come at it with an open mind. Sheena in Tappan wants to talk about a family that needs help. Stay tuned for that.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Before the top of the hour, happy Friday. How are you, friends? 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550. When you call our 24/7 line, which is 855-200-1776, you can talk to us live or you can leave a message. Nice, efficient way for you to leave a message. Go ahead and roll that next one, Todd, that came in during the break.
I do feel uneasy about the Trump decision to work with the Democrats there. That coupled with him backtracking on the Dreamers there, you know, because they're, you know, we see that the voting trends of these people, you know, we're not going to have very many Republican voters after a while. They need to rethink their strategy, or he's going to be a one-term president, and the GOP is not going to do well in 2018. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Chuck Schumer's loving this. Top Democrat in the Senate was caught off mic. I guess it was on mic, but it was a mic he was not intending to speak into, and saying that the Trump likes us, and said he quote he likes us. He likes me anyway. Oh, man, I'd like to psychoanalyze the swamp, wouldn't you? Oh, he likes us. He likes me anyway. I don't know if he likes you, but he likes me. Anyway.
Pass him a note at recess. We'll get to the bottom of that.
I mean, really. Oh, my gosh. He talked about his interactions with the president. Said, here's what I told him. I said, Mr. President, you're much better off if you can sometimes step right and sometimes step left. If you have to step in just one direction, you're boxed. And, of course, he's right about that. I agree, especially when the folks on the right have prevented him from stepping that way, which to me makes no sense. Here's the actual clip. You want to listen close, you can hear it. Do we have it, Todd?
He likes us. He likes me anyway. Look, what we said is exactly what I do. Here's what I told him. I said, Mr. President, you're much better off if you can sometimes step right and sometimes step left. If you have to step just in one direction, you're boxed. You get it.
If I'm Mitch McConnell and I'm hearing that, I hope a chill goes down his spine and he gets his act together. For one, get back to a simple majority and get to work getting some of this stuff done. GOP establishment swamp. Can't stand and still doesn't get it. But maybe it'll wake him up. Texter says, if Heidi's numbers are in the mid-30s, as you say, how is that any different than Donald Trump's approval rating in the mid-30s? I'd say it's different than this. We're talking about North Dakota.
And Donald Trump's ratings in North Dakota are 50-plus, probably higher after his visit last week. So, different ballgame altogether. Absolutely 100% a different ballgame. She has the lowest approval, the lowest poll numbers of anyone in elected office at the federal level in North Dakota. Governor, go down the list. That's not good. Not at all. So, just need to know that. All right, gosh, we got a full bank of calls, so I want to talk to all of you. I said I'd go to Sheena in Tappan, and we'll go to Susie in Beulah, who's on deck, and Gary in Sturgis disagrees with me on Heidi, he wants in. Galen and Bismarck behind that, and back to Fargo, Karen. Sheena, Tappan, North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Hi. Yesterday, my family was away from our farm, and my sister-in-law and brother-in-law came home to their house completely gone in flames, and they have six children, and they lost everything. I guess my question is, the people listening to your news station, if there's a possibility to donate to this family, because they lost their vehicle, they lost all their clothing, all their food, everything.
Gosh, can you imagine that? And that was, did they live in Tappan or do you live in Tappan?
I live in Tappan. I live right down the road from them. I actually just gave birth to a baby 2 days ago.
So you have a young one, and this is your, did you say your sister and brother-in-law or brother and sister?
Yeah, they live right next to me. They live about two houses up, and we had tried to call. There was about six fire departments that came out yesterday, and they just couldn't save the house or anything.
Six kids, and obviously all their stuff, cars, the whole works. Wow. And do they have insurance?
They do, but they're waiting for everything to get the ball rolling with that, but their kids lost, you know, their clothes to go to school.
Right.
They lost all their food.
The simple things of life, right, to keep you going. So how could we help? If folks are listening, they're close to tap and they're willing to do it. Number one, what do they need and where would you like them to get it to?
Well, I would like, I guess, I can give you their names, and if they're able to just put money in their account so they're able to support the family, because right now they're staying with all the people around Tappan, and everybody's trying to pitch in to give as much help as they need.
Has there been an account set up at one of the banks or anything yet?
No, I'm going to set one up at First Community Credit Union where they actually bank at.
All right, and that's, I tell you what, why don't you give us your number, Sheena, so if somebody is in the area, wants to help, and maybe, you know, I mean, we just gave a bunch of clothes away, for instance, to, neighbor girl.
They have nowhere to store it or anything.
Yeah, school
either,
clothes.
Either
else.
Right now.
But I'm saying people have things, you know, that they need. What are the ages of the kids?
I want to say the youngest is 7. We're talking 7 all the way to 15.
Got it, okay.
And there's 6 girls.
They're all girls. Okay.
Yeah, all girls.
Sheena, what's your telephone number?
701-425-7433. And if anyone can help, it'd be a God's blessing to the family.
Sure. And the account you're going to set up again, was it which credit union?
First Community Credit Union. I have a doctor's appointment, so I will be stopping in Steele, North Dakota to set up for a fundraiser for Troy and Crystal Metlider.
Otherwise, folks can just call Sheena at 701-425-7433. There's a neighbor in need, that's for sure. And hopefully get them some help to at least kind of get, going and back on their feet as they find out what they have for insurance and get cranking again. Our best to them, Sheena.
Yeah,
glad you called.
They even lost their vehicle so and animals.
Oh, goodness sakes. Sheena, that's too bad. We'll pray for them, and I appreciate you calling today, so thank you for that, okay?
All right, I will get this First Community Credit Union account set up today because I just had a baby girl 2 days ago, so I've got to travel that way anyway. So.
Congratulations. What's the baby's name?
Aaliyah Madison.
Oh, very cute. All right, Sheena.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Glad you called. 701-425-7433. You can do something nice for somebody today. Susie and Beulah, what's next? What's on your mind?
Hi.
You're next. Hi there. How are you?
Good, good. As far as Heidi Heitkamp goes, she was so eerily quiet during the Dakota Access Pipeline stuff. She wants to get reelected, but where was she when all of that was going on? That's all I've got.
Well, let's think about that for a second, Susie. First of all, no win for her, right? Because if she politically sticks her, and this by the way, to me is the worst offense any politician could ever do. Like if you're not picking a side because you're worried that, well, that side will be mad and that side will, why are you elected? You're a leader. So, in the case of that, if she does something to say, you know, this should stop or whatever, come out to say, you know, just a common sense comment as, Governor Dalrymple and Senator Hovind, Congressman Cramer were doing repeatedly through that.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to get some grief from the eco-terrorists, who, by the way, are a big constituency in the Democratic Party. Right?
Yeah.
Big time. So, I guess it was a matter of, I don't want to do that. Now, the other thing is she's got the dynamic of not only the eco-terrorists, of the Native American vote. The Native American vote is the only reason Senator Heidi Heitkamp was elected. If you go look at her numbers in every county in North Dakota, and then you compare those to those on the reservations, ridiculous a difference, okay? So, and remind you, she won by 3,000 votes. That's it. 3,000 votes. So they are a constituency that ultimately elected her, okay? And I often think that our Democratic friends do a good job of taking advantage of Native Americans come election time, but really when it comes to, you know, getting out there and doing something about it to help improve their condition in life, don't seem to get as much help. So because then it becomes politically challenging. I don't like that. So I guess you got two doozies there, and that'd probably be the reason why. But it seems to have ticked off a lot of people. I hear it a lot. Do you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd say she messed in her own nest, so.
Interesting take, Susie. Thank you. Appreciate that. Gary disagrees with me, and I wish somebody would. It'll be more fun here. Gary in Sturgis, South Dakota, why do you disagree with me, sir? Go ahead.
Good morning from western South Dakota. It's 50 degrees here in western South Dakota and Sturgis, South Dakota, and we're getting some moderate rain here. But put the weather aside for a minute and get back to the issue of U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, I believe that's your junior senator.
She is, yep.
Okay, in the last several weeks, her and the President Trump and her political leaders, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi of Democrat of California, have been working with the president and in a bipartisan efforts to solve some of our nation's problems here in both in North and South Dakota, and you know, and that's something that's really that's a good form of I'd like to remind all the people, good folks in North Dakota and South Dakota and the Canadian provinces and parts of Wyoming and Minnesota that are listening to me. Yeah, you know that's basically good government, Scott.
It's good government for Donald Trump to be cooking up deals with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. I think a few people will think that. Here's the deal, Gary. I get up every day first as a believer that the founding fathers had things right, and I think the Democratic Party has drifted so far almost levels of obscene offenses for what they believe in related to the founding fathers. Okay, go look at everything they stand for, and go Bernie Sanders and his Medicare for All. See if you can find that in the Constitution for me. And so I shudder to think that they can influence deals with the President of the United States, who was very different. But if it wakes up the Republicans for a couple of times, maybe
like
so. Okay.
Us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Skylar Dutton discussing why a workplace drug policy is an important step in preparing their employees.
Well, so a lot of it has to do with documentation. You have to document this sort of stuff. And having a good policy in the workplace is a good comprehensive drug policy is of utmost importance. And that'll help you really be prepared so that your employees do know what avenues that they're supposed to take. Are they supposed to remove them from work immediately? Are they supposed to take them to whatever OCMED facility to get drug tested? Just what are the proper steps? So being able to write that policy is a big important step.
Learn more about effective workplace drug policies during the NDSC's Reasonable Suspicion for Supervisors course. Register now at www.ndsc.org.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your Republican Party is finished. They stabbed Donald Trump in the back, forcing him to work with the Marxist Democrats, thus advancing the cause of them. Thank you, Republican leadership and Republican majorities.
Yeah, I have, you know, your Republican Party. I didn't know it was mine. Tom, did you know that? But
the full name is the Scott Hannon Republican Party. We just can't call it that every, you know.
Look,
it's like the Viking Stadium. We're not going to call it the full name every time. I mean,
I don't disagree. The Republican Party's in some measure of trouble. I think this is a battle that is good, actually, to wake them up. Because I go back to what I was saying before the break. I have a set of principles as a conservative. The Republicans espouse that more than the Democrats do by a mile. But if they mess around in the swamp and don't, you know, defend it and get out in front and make it happen, then they own it. So I think all this is actually good.
If the Republican Party's in trouble, what's the Democratic Party's status? Because it seems like that's the more disorganized of the two right now.
And that's why Chuck Schumer's giddy. He likes us.
Exactly.
He likes me. He's all excited about it. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Petroleum, the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the Energy of North Dakota.
I just have a picture of him and Pelosi skipping and holding hands now in recess for some reason.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
Can I finish now?
He likes me. He likes me.
You know, the great thing about what is happening right now with jobs that are driven by technology and what's happening is that, folks, we have a future like you can't believe. The way technology is moving the needle, the jobs that will be available, and all of it while protecting the environment. Right? Don't buy into any of that. EnergyOfNorthDakota.com. Learn more about it. Talk to your kids about it. There's great careers ahead and an unbelievably bright future. No question about it. I'm going to go real quick through all of these calls, so I'm not being I just have a lot of calls and a little bit of time, and I'll pipe down, and you can say what you need to say. Okay? How about that? At 800-228-0550. Who is next here? Looks like Galen Bismarck has something to say about Heidi Heitkamp. Quickly, Galen, go ahead.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to say I voted for Heidi when she ran last time because she was so quiet with the DAPL protest, her inactive there and it's there, and her negative votes on some key legislation this year. It's going to be a cold day somewhere before I vote for her again. Also, I'm asthmatic, and the last few days have been miserable, and I attribute that to National Park Service leadership on policy on that and Forest Service and other groups for letting that fuel be on the ground. Some of that area should be logged after a forest fire and even before so they can better control and contain future forest fires.
All right, good stuff, Galen. I tell you, I have allergies, so I've got a lot easier than you do with with asthma. But it's awful. I mean, I feel like the back of my throat is, with lasers and stuffed up, and it's just, I hate it. Luther in Grand Forks wants to talk about Senator Heitkamp. Go ahead, Luther.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
What's on my mind is I'd like your listeners to understand that people like Heidi Heitkamp exist because of something that happened 100 years ago, the 17th Amendment. The 17th Amendment gave the power of electing senators to the people. Now, that sounds real good, right? Except as we see, the people need to be informed. They need to be honestly told of the issue so they can make an informed decision. But what's happening is the media comes in, and now they propagandize the people into voting for their preferred candidates. So what you have is an outside influence, the big money, that comes in and takes over North Dakota politics with their outside money, and they get people like Heidi Heitkamp elected. Now, in the old days, it was the state legislatures that elected their senators, which is a state's rights issue. And what we need to do is to stop the media propaganda machine and their ability to, influence the people with their lies, and instead go back to the way it used to be by repealing the 17th Amendment. That takes the power of the moneyed elite, it takes it out of their hands and puts it back into the hands of the people.
The Senate has to be fixed somehow. There's no doubt about it. Appreciate the call. Peter and Fargo, your take.
Hi, Scott. Hey, I just heard you guys played my recording, actually. I was, I'm actually headed out east. I heard you guys play my spot about DACA there, and that's, one thing that I'm really concerned about is that, the whole purpose of the Dreamer Act in the first place, it made it a first initial wave of children that were coming over the border, and, where that is sad, it was a Democrat ploy to, stake out some more votes in the future, and that's a thing that I'm concerned with. And I did want to apologize for cutting you off. I called back a while ago or so, and, I ended up having to get off the phone, so I apologize about that, and I do appreciate your show and lifting everyone's spirits with your high energy there, Scott. Did you have any other questions you wanted to ask me?
That's interesting. I'm honored by that description of being high energy and lifting the spirits of the audience, because I enjoy the dialogue very much. I really do. No, I think that's it. But I really appreciate your comments. Appreciate you sharing a little bit of the time and listening while you're driving. So do it again, okay?
Yeah, yes, sir. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You bet. Good to talk to you. Tom in Grand Forks, Karen in Fargo. Whole another half hour of finding out what's on your mind on any and all topics today after a news break. Don't touch the dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I got a call from my brother the other day, lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I said, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics, and they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.